New TV series Zero Day Attack depicts China invading Taiwan. By Paul Bois on July 29, 2025. A new television series depicts with accurate detail how China might invade the island of Taiwan if the communist country were to go through with it. Set to air in August on both Taiwanese television as well as Japan, the new series shows China following through on its plan for regional dominance and invading the island nation of 23.3 million people. The Communist Party of China has long claimed Taiwan as its own while the island has maintained its independence. Per Metro UK. After watching the first episode in the Taipei premiere last week, Blair Yeh, a 35-year-old engineer, said, "Presenting such a situation of conflict can lead to more discussion about what we should do if it really turns into reality one day." Zero Day Attack is being released as China has stepped up its military preparedness, including at least six rounds of major war games in the past 5 years and daily military activities close to the island. According to Reuters, at viewings in Taipei last week, attendees have included the top U.S. diplomat in Taiwan, Raymond Green, who is director of the American Institute in Taiwan, and Taiwanese tycoon Robert Tsao, a strident critic of Beijing. The drama focuses on several scenarios Taiwan might face in the days leading up to a Chinese attack, including a global financial collapse, the activation of Chinese sleeper agents and panicked residents trying to flee the island, it added. Breitbart covered Chinese reaction to the film last year after a 17-minute trailer was released online, as well as the film's producers' stated goal for the project. Politicians from the China-friendly opposition party Kuomintang lashed out at Zero Day as paranoid propaganda, a bit of cognitive warfare cooked up by the DPP government to terrorize the public into supporting more military spending. The producers insisted the government had no input into the story, which, judging from the trailer, does not paint the Taiwanese government in the most flattering light. One of the plot points involves the Taiwanese president bugging out as soon as the Chinese invasion begins. The trailer includes a scene in which a Taiwanese social media influencer says her government just wants to use the people as cannon fodder, without concern for their suffering. Showrunner Chang Shin-mei said her goal was to examine that dark shadow of war that looms in the minds of the Taiwanese people, who live their entire lives knowing that devastating war is a realistic possibility. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.